Welcome to another Cuke Audio mini podcast. This is vignette number 11 from Zen is Right Here. A student filled with emotion and crying implored, "Why is there so much suffering?" Suzuki Roshi replied, "No reason." That's from Anonymous, Tassajara, 1971. The first noble truth is suffering, right? That Buddha's first teaching. The Four Noble Truths. And the first noble truth is suffering. But it's not really suffering. It's dukkha. And when we think of suffering, that's just one aspect of dukkha. And you can study dukkha if you want. It also could be said it's incompleteness. What I tend to say is, I can't get no satisfaction. It's change. It has many, many aspects. It doesn't mean that we're always having an unpleasant experience. I remember in the Bible said somewhere, "The Son of Man hath no place to lay his head." That's dukkha. So dukkha is a sort of complex idea, and so the word suffering is used a lot for it. Anyway, if we ask, why is there dukkha? Or why is there anything? I think no reason would be a good response. But I'd say that the no reason would be no reason in terms of our small mind and relative understanding of things. I think there's a big reason, but it's incomprehensible. And if only we wake up, I think it will become clear. Because one thing I notice about people when they have really, really profound awakening experiences, they go, "Oh, wow, everything's perfect. There's no problem. It's perfect the way it is." And you know, Buddha said, "Wonder of wonders, all beings are the Buddha." But the way he said it, it could be, "All creation is the Buddha." It's not like there's individual beings out there and they're Buddha and everything else isn't. This has been a mini podcast from Cuke Audio. Cuke Audio is a project of Cuke Archives. I'm DC, Poobah of Cuke Archives. Wishing you a grand awakening.